Campaign should be Alpha Hernandez, BIANCA, last name HERNANDEZ, date of birth 12-4-5-7, date of service 10-14-13. Project the patient presented today for follow-up since January. She had type 2 diabetes and recently went into acute renal failure in July. Was kept overnight in Idaho. She reportedly recovered. The metformin was discontinued. The glipizide changed to 10 milligrams once a day. Blood sugars are still out of control, with fasting being the 170. She's presenting today with some bilateral hip pain, worse in the morning. No recent falls, no fevers, coughs, chills, no loss of sensation, no blurred vision, rest of 12-point system normal. The line objective height of 5 feet 2, weight of 156, BP is 120 over 76, pulse of 80, respiration 20, temperature 98. General, the patient appears to be in no acute distress. There's some slight pain on range of motion of the hip joint, but no clicks. Just slight difficulty getting out of the chair from seated position. The gait is otherwise normal. TM's attack, no anorrhea, no tonsil erythema sensation, attack to the upper and lower extremities. New line system plan, type 2 diabetes, will increase glipizide to 10 milligrams twice daily. Metformin was discontinued. We'll do an A1C today. We'll check a CBC, number 2, fatigue. Check a CBC, number 3, hyperlipidemia. Currently on the statin, 20 milligrams once a day. We check with the panel today. Number 3, osteoarthritis of the hips. Tylenol, 1 gram, PID, PRN, hip pain. Neuroline hypertension, currently stable on lisinopril, 10 milligrams once a day, and Norvasc, 10 milligrams once a day. Neuroline coronary artery disease with 2 myocardial infarctions and 1 TIA. Continue Plavix 75 milligrams once a day and aspirin 81 milligrams once a day. End of patient.